Hi, I'm Mark Forsyth. This is a podcast repeat of BC Almanac from CBC Radio 1.
Well, we've always believed that the most aggressive and deadly attacks on humans come from mama bears trying to protect their young, but a new study suggests that may not be the case. Stephen Herrero of the University of Calgary led this study, and it's just been published in the Journal of Wildlife Management. Dr. Herrero is on the line from Calgary. Hello to you.
Good afternoon, Susan.
What did your study involve to start?
It involved 5 years of data collection to try to get records of all of the fatal attacks by black bears that had occurred throughout Canada and the United States over a 110-year period from 1900 to 2009.
And
a lot of data collection.
A lot of data, and your phone line is acting up a little bit. Generally, did you find that the deadly attacks by black bears, the numbers are up?
The numbers have increased each decade since the 1960s. However, if you're looking for causes for those increases, it doesn't seem to be that the bears are getting more aggressive or more deadly. The main correlate that we were able to identify was that there are more and more people either working or recreating in bear habitat. And so we looked at the relationship between the number of people each decade in North America and the number of fatal bear attacks, and there was almost a perfect linear correlation. In other words, one predicted the other almost perfectly.
And when we say that the bear attacks, the fatal attacks are up over 110 years, we're still talking only 63 people.
That's right. So when you hear the figure 63 people, it might sound large, but when you spread that over 110 years, it's almost an infinitesimal occurrence. However, by collecting data over that long a time period, it allowed us to see some patterns in what bears were doing and what behaviors were involved, and where there only might be one incident, say in New Hampshire, and then the most incidents of any jurisdiction was British Columbia with 12. We begin to see patterns emerge when we look at enough cases.
And we should say, of course, very tragic, even with one person dying. But most of them in British Columbia. So the geography would explain some of that, would it not, or the bear population?
The bear population is a big thing in British Columbia. There's probably 150,000 black bears. The geography means that the bear populations are very varied because there's rich terrain and there's food-stressed terrain. But above all, there's a lot of rugged area where the bears don't have a lot of contact with people. And we think that one of the main factors behind these rare fatal attacks is periodic food stress on bears that haven't had a lot of experience with people. There's kind of an irony in this. The bears that haven't had a lot of experience with people, the odd one tests them out. But also we found that bears that were drawn into proximity to people by their food or garbage, whether or not they had a lot of experience, those bears were also disproportionately involved in fatal attacks.
Let's get to the gender part, because that is one of the most surprising parts of this.
It was for me too.
So what did you find?
We found that that female black bears were barely involved in fatal attacks on people. 8% of the fatal attacks were by female black bears, whereas males carried out all the rest.
And that's not to say that mother bears don't become very protective should you encounter them with their cubs.
Absolutely. But what you want to be able to recognize is the differences in behavior between a defensive mother bear and a potentially predatory bear. The defensive mother bear or single bear will be trying to tell you it's feeling stressed and to back away. It'll blow or swat the ground hard or make a little run at you and stop. Whereas the potentially predatory bear will be following you, watching you, and then not making noise, not trying to tell you it's feeling stressed, because it's not. It's, in fact, examining the possibilities of attacking a person for prey.
So what should you do if you find yourself face-to-face?
Well, the two different situations, the stressed or mother bear with young, you back away, you talk to the bear, you try to calm it down at the same time that you try to calm yourself down. And with regard to the potentially predatory bear, first of all, you try to see if that's what it is. You get out of its way, and then if it comes following you more, you get out of its way again. But after that, if it's still following you, it's time to get the message to it that you're not an easy piece of something to kill and eat. So you shout at it, you make little runs at it, you throw things at it, you get your bear deterrents ready, either bear spray, firearms, or something else. You act aggressively toward that bear to change its mind about what you might be.
Pretty tough advice to follow, but I guess if it's between you and the bear, you've got to take those runs.
You know, and while these are really rare events, two people on average killed each year in Canada and the United States, there are probably 10 or more times as many instances in which black bears, typically males, might be considering people as possible prey.
Okay.
So a lot of these incidents have been deterred before they really unfold too far.
I guess just try not to get yourself into that situation to begin with. We're going to have to say goodbye, but thank you so much. I know you've been busy today.
Main thing is get out there and enjoy the bears. Don't be too afraid of them.
Okay, Dr. Herrero, thank you.
You're welcome, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stephen Herrero, a professor emeritus at the University of Calgary. His report is in the Journal of Wildlife Management.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.